Back to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on AM 770 KTTH.
Welcome back, and no doubt the restaurant scene across the Northwest is red hot. We're seeing things copied all across the country from ideas that started right here in the Pacific Northwest. And one of the gentlemen who is the driving force in the restaurant and hospitality industry is Riley Loggison, an attorney at Davis Wright Tremaine. He has built a practice that has become the top restaurant and hospitality practice in the entire country, not only the Northwest, but the entire nation. Riley is crisscrossing the country. In fact, he recently returned from the James Beard Awards in New York, oftentimes in Los Angeles and Dallas and New York, working on major restaurant deals. I had the chance to track him down recently at his Portland office to talk about not only his practice, but what's happening in the restaurant scene all across the Northwest.
Well, Riley, good to see you, and thanks for taking time. I know you're busy crisscrossing the country here with your restaurant practice. It's pretty exciting what you've built here at Davis Wright Tremaine, and I want to backtrack about maybe 10, 12 years ago. What was it that lured you into the restaurant world? I know this goes way back prior to your legal career, doesn't it?
It does, Brian, and thank you. I've been in the restaurant business in one way or another for 20 years now. I had grown up in Portland, but attended film school at USC, which with a lot of us, it puts us promptly into the restaurant business upon graduation. So I thought that I'd be in the restaurant business for a couple weeks. I was running food and cleaning up tables, and ended up spending 7 years in the business down there doing everything from being behind the bar and managing restaurants, and then eventually owning them before deciding to go off to law school to work with restaurants.
So this wasn't a situation where, as an attorney, you went to a seminar and thought, well, gosh, I need to pick something to specialize in. This was really a passion for you before you got your law degree.
It was. I really enjoyed being in the industry, really appreciated everything that the industry can bring to people and to customers alike, and wanted to establish a practice that would help restaurants grow and flourish.
What is it about the restaurant industry and as a business? And I know so many of our listeners right now across the Northwest in the Seattle and Portland markets are in the restaurant business because it's flourishing here. We'll talk more about that in our next couple of segments. But what is it that is really unique about the restaurant industry as a business model?
Well, the restaurant industry allows for a lot of things that other industries don't. I mean, it allows for job opportunities for people from all walks of life and classes. It allows for the opportunity to learn great skills and a variety of skills in one location in a very meaningful way quickly. But it also provides for an outlet for a lot of creativity. In terms of the culinary execution and the really interesting things that are going on. But it also is a place on the customer side that I think is one of the most important places for people either to get food and enjoy themselves in that way, or to meet as families, to celebrate special occasions together. And restaurants just provide so much to so many people that it's an industry that it's hard not to get excited and passionate about.
Riley Loggison, Davis Wright Tremaine, joining us here, the top restaurant attorney in the entire nation, right here in our backyard in the Pacific Northwest. And Riley, let's talk about the practice you built, because I know it's taken a while to get to the level you're at now, where you are widely acclaimed as the top legal expert in this field. When you first started, though, and you thought, hey, I'm going to focus on restaurants because that's my passion, you shared that with your partners. I'm sure this success didn't happen overnight, did it? It probably took a while to build the practice.
Correct, Brian. it's a daily endeavor. There's no finish line here in anything, and so it's a team effort. In law, there are a number of different areas of expertise that intersect with the restaurant business on a daily basis. And from my perspective, you have to be sensible enough to know what you don't know. As a lawyer, you cannot know everything, because there's so many different areas of law that are important to businesses and restaurateurs. So the model we built off is one where we have substantive experts in the areas that matter. So whether it's real estate, employment, intellectual property, corporate finance, or these other things, it was getting the right people on board that had those specialized skills, whether it was recruiting them from outside the firm or training people from within, and that takes a long time to do. So we've been building this over the course of the past decade, and you're never perfect. You're always trying to improve yourself, but it it really is a consistent team effort that involves the work of a lot of people really committed to a single goal.
Now, you'd mentioned you have over 500 attorneys across the firm now, and about 10% are involved with your practice in one way, shape, or form. Who all do you bring in on a typical restaurant transaction?
Well, it depends on the needs and the type of the transaction. So if you're dealing with a financing transaction, it's a growth transaction, we'll have some of our corporate finance folks. If it's private equity, we'll have people that specialize in that space. If it's people raising money through a friends and family offering, we'll have people that specialize more in the high net worth investment, individual investment approach. Usually the basics are, you know, in most restaurant transactions, you have real estate, finance, employment, intellectual property, and sometimes liquor licensing or other issues. I mean, obviously franchising, tax, immigration, social media, mobile payments, and a number of other things intersect with the business as well. So it can be any a number of these different areas, and you know, it's our job to be as up to speed and able to serve the clients in every single one that matters.
Riley Loggison, Davis Wright Tremaine joining us here on Business Briefing. And I got to ask you, Riley, as you're building the practice and you're obviously encountering things along the way that may be new and exciting for you in building the practice, was there something that surprised you maybe about the restaurant industry from the legal side that you weren't aware of when you were behind the bar?
Well, you're surprised by things every single day in this business. But I think one of the things that I felt would be there but is really proven to be the case is the restaurant industry is different than a lot of others in many ways. And one important one is there's a sense of collegiality amongst the entrepreneurs in this space. They like to share ideas. They like to collaborate. Even though they're different businesses, they are committed to the customer, they're committed to their employees, and it's something really refreshing and something that you can really get behind every day and enjoy what you're doing working with the people in the industry.
The rise of your practice has really coincided with the rise of the restaurant scene across the Northwest. I know that's sort of a coincidence, but I mean, you've really been at the epicenter in Seattle and Portland as this scene has really come into its own, whether it's the food carts in Portland or the high fine dining restaurants, fast casual. We've really seen explosive growth in this sector across the entire Northwest, haven't we?
We have. The Northwest is, with respect to the United States, one of the epicenters of evolution on culinary and also from manufactured food and beverage products. I can't think of a region around the country that pound for pound has had a greater impact on the restaurant and food scene anywhere. Both Portland and Seattle and surrounding communities in both states have some phenomenal talent and really committed people that are doing great things in the space. So really proud to live here and to work with groups here and to see so many being so successful.
Riley Loggison, Davis Wright Tremaine joining us here on Business Briefing. I'm Brian Bushlack. I got to make it very clear, though, that even though you live here in the Northwest and Pacific Northwest is your backyard, this is a national practice. You had a major event in the Bay Area here a couple months ago, and you work with some of the largest restaurant groups around the country. In fact, you were at the James Beard Awards recently with Tom Douglas from Seattle, our friend Tom, who we heard from our first hour. So really, it's pretty amazing the growth in your practice and the referrals you've gained and how you've built this.
Well, thanks. The industry, it's a national industry, and that's we're focused on the country as a whole. And if we can serve groups around the country really well and do things that help benefit our clients locally, that's very important and meaningful to us.
Riley Loggison from Davis Wright Tremaine. And just to give you an idea of some of the clients he represents include McCormick & Schmick Seafood Restaurants, California Pizza Kitchen, Top Pot Donuts, Veggie Grill, Matador Restaurant Group, and when it comes to celebrity chefs, Guy Fieri, right there at the top of the list, Andy Ricker from Portland with Pock Pock, and of course, our good friend Ryan McGarian, who those of you across Seattle have not visited Portland's Pearl District and visited Oven and Shaker. That is a must-see on your next visit. When we come back, we'll spend more time with Riley Loggison from Davis Wright Tremaine. We'll talk about the restaurant industry. Interesting times for Northwest restaurants in spite of all the success. We'll find out how they're changing and how the tastes of Northwesterners are changing tastes of Americans across the country when Business Briefing continues.